funny things about Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion isn't really a debate to expand Medicaid or not within a state. That's part of the Affordable Care Act. That's something that the president and the Congress decide. The decision for the state is whether to accept the federal dollars to do it or not. So really what we're talking about is a lot of federal money coming into North Carolina to pay for this expansion that the state really doesn't have to offset to a great degree. So that's what we're modeling, and that's why a lot of the things we're seeing here look rather positive.
If the state of North Carolina were to expand Medicaid, what were the largest findings of how that would affect the economy here?
To give you kind of some high-level impressions here is it's going to take some time, but really what it would mean essentially is if the state were to accept the federal dollars, the total jobs impact would be approximately 20,000 to 25,000 jobs. This would be a total, not a creation of every year, so it would be about 25,000 extra jobs or employees in the state. Most of those would be in the private sector, and if you're going to be using aggregate measures like GDP, it'd be about $1.5 billion a year, and then maybe between $70 to $100 million in tax revenue for the state as well, which the state could use how it wanted. And the idea being is if the feds are going to be paying for 100% and the states are going to be paying for zero, and it eventually does slide down to 90% for the feds and 10% for the states by 2021, the cost to the state is relatively low compared to what the feds are going to be chipping in order for this to happen. The only issue with this, of course, is federal legislation can change in the future, and there's been several governors who've brought up the point that if the federal government decides to change this deal, then the state is on the lam for a large amount of cash it might not have and might have to reprioritize from other priorities. But that's something that could change in the future, which is why some governors have been a little more recalcitrant about agreeing to this expansion.
But I think the Affordable Health Care Act is set up in a way where states are being taxed, and that's being used to pay for expansion. So if North Carolina declines this money to expand Medicaid, will it still somehow be contributing?
That is one of the thornier issues of this, of course, is that the Congress and the President are the ones who passed the ACA a few years ago, and of course that means the federal government is going to be collecting these taxes everywhere. And these taxes are a few surcharges on a few different things. You've probably heard of the tanning bed tax. Another one is that there's an excise tax on high-value-added so-called Cadillac health insurance plans as well. So that money is going to be collected in every state, whether or not the states do the expansion or not. The state's decision is whether or not they're going to accept the money that is going to come from those higher federal taxes into the state federal program of Medicaid, and therefore increase the eligibility, increase enrollments, and therefore have some of the economic impact we're seeing here. If a state doesn't expand, it's in the unfortunate situation of it's paying these taxes and it's not accepting the dollars, therefore it is actually somewhat subsidizing other states.
Are there any other findings from the study that you think are important for people to know about?
I guess the biggest thing I can say about this is this holds a lot of potential for good for the North Carolina economy, depending on exactly what happens. This is a lot of money on the table, and it's a big decision whether the state's going to accept it or not. But again, can't really make a recommendation one way or the other, given that there is uncertainty in the future, and what Washington might do in the future can change as well. So we'll just have to see exactly what the new governor does and what the new legislature does in Raleigh.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Happy for the opportunity.